You ready? Give me a second. What's the matter? You want to use the microphone? Oh, you can move the microphone over to you. Well, let's hear what it sounds first.
This is working.
You want me to use that microphone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Excuse me. Microphone touch.
Ian, I love you, Ian. Okay, all right, so this is longing, okay? This is in my self-made chapbook, right? Okay, so if you want to buy one, that's too bad. I don't have any to sell. No, I have two, if you want them. $5. Longing. Definitely a different pace. I have a lot of longings, let me just say. All right, but this one's more emotional. Surrounded by the Lily Street lights, the clouds grow patchwork aura blue. In the sunset, puddles form from the sky. He shrivels on top of the gutter. No solace, only the bellyache of stomach disintegration and cigarette longing. His suffering is tossed onto my Buddhist shrine. The smell of a decomposing spirit can be enshrined as buds of panther lilies. But before pissing oneself, there is a longing. One's mind goes to black and blue. Then the warmth and moisture is solace, the release, a clear sky. A brittle, crumbling concrete bust caught in a fetid sky, leveled in a shopping cart garbage can shrine. Trinkets placed for longing. Poke out like twin tiger lilies, a curious diary with cover torn and blue pages filled with longing, longing, longing. The scribbling right before he left their house had it written 300 times, longing. The last time he saw his daughter, she was screaming in the sky. A haze of blood and hair was washing his brain to a cold water blue. A yellow flotation device clung to him like a shrine. He recalled her wedding day. Full of calla lilies, the face of her groom provided him solace. His wife was a portrait of solace. On their wedding night, their longing proved to be a regal lily. Purple sun filled the sky like an incense swirling shrine, faded to a milky blue. Now, frostbitten, fingers blue, nickels dropped in a cup, the only solace, as whiskey bottles prop up cardboard pillow shrine. I stand above him with compassionate longing. Did he drop out of this frigid sky? Or spring up a frozen snow lily? My journal fills with his blues, a solace for one who cannot be saved in a tear-wet shrine. Another married man and his longing. Thanks, man. And so... That was Sestina. If you're not familiar with Sestina, that's Sestina. Obviously, repetitive lines. And if I remember the format, I would tell you, but I can't remember anymore. It's been a while since I wrote one.